Pratt Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Venice International Film Festival. Today I'm in company of actors of the film Anomalisa, Jennifer Jason Leigh and Tom Noonan. So welcome, thank you for being with us.
Great to see you.
Hi.
For this film, I found it particularly hard, so I'm going to ask you if you're able to really describe your characters, especially from Tom, and it will be difficult. Who wants to start? You play everybody. Everybody else.
I'm everybody that Michael deals with and sort of Michael treats so badly. So I'm sort of the victim of all the terrible stuff in the movie. And I'm really the one that's alienated. Everybody says he's alienated, but I'm the one who's alienated because he alienates me. He's terrible to me in every opportunity he has. And so that's I guess that's sort of who I am.
And Lisa is someone that... She's very sort of simple girl. She's very self-conscious. She's very ordinary in a way. It's a big deal to come on this trip with her girlfriend. And she's, like everyone, she wants to be loved. She wants to feel loved. She wants to feel that appreciated and desired and doesn't expect anything. She has very low expectations for herself, but she's made peace with it, you know? So this whole weekend is... kind of miracle for her.
Since this was a sound play, theater play, sound play, what did you think about the adaptation? I asked Charlie if he was skeptical about this stop motion thing.
Well, for me, in the play, the audience could see immediately that I was the voice of every other person in the world. But when we went to do the movie, you don't see me ever really. You just hear the voices with all these characters. So my voice had to be much more similar in each scene in the movie than it ever was in the play, which was really difficult to sort of not be any different sounding than I really am to begin with, but internally play all these dozens of different people. So it was much harder doing the movie for me than the play.
You said that Michael, the protagonist, treats all your characters bad, but at the same time, I was also a bit annoyed by all your characters as Michael is. So do you think it's an effect of only that I had on me, or it's normal that something that you worked on?
I think, I'm not sure what, I mean, am I naturally just unlikable?
No.
I mean, I think the way they shot it and the way they directed it, they made Michael the main character and made his the point of view, so the audience identifies with him. But in the end, really, I'm the victim of all that. I mean, I don't feel like I do anything awful, but, you know, maybe.
I guess after 2 days of doing interviews, you know that the part that we all loved was the Cindy Lauper song, and especially for us Italians, the part in which you sing in Italian. So was that part in the original screenplay, the sound play, or something that you came up with Charlie afterwards?
You know, it was in the original one. It was a different song, though. And we couldn't get the rights to the original song, and so Charlie was looking for songs, and this one really spoke to Lisa. It was the most perfect of all the songs that we had to choose from. It's also like a song that I've always loved, and but it really speaks to Lisa. The lyrics are so great. It was so much fun to learn it. It was so much fun to learn it in Italian.
Ragazze vogliono meglio.
It was hard. I had to learn it I had a coach, an Italian singing coach, to help me learn the Italian, and I had to write it phonetically. But I really love doing it. It's such an intimate rendition because it's sung so slowly, but I think it works in that way.
And there are so many subtexts in the film that really everybody gets his own results of it. But do you think, for example, that your characters are just unlike the protagonists, are not questioning life, or totally the opposite? They never cared. And the protagonists, Lisa and Michael, are among the only ones that really want something different from life.
I mean, my whole experience of the world in the film is through Michael, and he never really gives me a chance to be who I am. He's so difficult to deal with, and it's sort of like being with someone who's horrible. Like, your attention is sort of taken with them, and you never have a chance to really think about who you are and what you need. nobody in the movie ever goes, why are you being such an asshole? It's just, you have no chance to.
What was the most difficult part? Because I was talking to Charlie and Duke, and for me, it was amazing how some scenes were even more real than they would have been with the real actors, you know, like the sex scenes. For me, they were awkward to watch, but more intimate. So I was wondering, I wanted to ask you.
For me too. It's strange because, I was even remarking on this yesterday. We never touched, and yet it was far more intimate than any. And I've done my share of sex scenes in movies. But for some reason, this was more intimate, and we never touched. We were in a dark room with microphones, but there was something incredibly explicit about it in some way. We're fully clothed, sitting on stools, opposite one another by like at least 6 feet, and these tiny little pin lights on our script, and yet it felt embarrassing, it felt awkward, it felt so intimate.
Yeah. That's the uniqueness of this film,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Thank you both so much for being with me, and thank you for the film. It was really the film for me here. So
thank you so much.
Thanks.
And this was Chiara Nicoletti from the 72nd Venice International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.